USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says Democrats are to blame for stalled negotiations on a new economic stimulus package.
While Nancy Pelosi and her colleagues went home, this president remained hard at work.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany also saying that Democrats are rushing back to Washington, D.C. to deal with what she calls a manufactured crisis involving the U.S. Postal Service. As far as what the president would like to see out of the Postal Service,
he wants to make the post office solvent, and then he mentioned Amazon needing to raise the price of packages for Amazon as a way to help the solvency with the post office.
Former President Barack Obama is expected to deliver a message that democracy is on the line in his speech tonight at the Democratic National Convention. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been on this Balance of Nature for quite some time now. I know that what you put in your body is critical to your health. I listen to AM radio out of Dallas, and you have these people on there witnessing about the difference it's made in their life. Now, all these people aren't lying about this. I hadn't even had as much as a cold since I've been taking this, and I'm telling you, my energy level has increased unbelievable. So I'm impressed with it.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
In just 8 months since the first confirmed case of COVID-19 in the United States, a grim reminder of just how bad the virus really is. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
COVID-19 is now the third leading cause of death in the United States, following heart disease and cancer. The coronavirus now causing more deaths than diabetes and Alzheimer's, with an average of more than 1,000 fatalities a day recently.
Dozens of wildfires are burning up more than 141,000 acres in the northern half of California. The largest is the SCU Lightning Fire Complex in Santa Clara County, which has burned more than 85,000 acres and threatens 1,400 structures. The LNU Lightning Complex is in Napa, Sonoma, and Solano counties and has burned more than 46,000 acres and led to a red flag warning in Vacaville. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump is lashing out against automotive giant Goodyear after the company reportedly announced a zero-tolerance policy for MAGA gear. The president via Twitter saying, "Don't buy Goodyear tires. They announced a ban on MAGA hats." The president was responding to reports that circulated after a leaked training slide shows Goodyear's zero-tolerance policy, which apparently applies to support for Blue Lives Matter, All Lives Matter, and President Trump's Make America Great Again slogan. According to the same policy, support for LGBTQ issues and the Black Lives Matter movement were reportedly acceptable in the workplace. Goodyear did respond in a statement saying, "We do allow our associates to express their support on racial injustice and other equality issues, but ask that they refrain from workplace expressions, verbal or otherwise, in support of political campaigning for any candidate or political party." It's been 9 days since a storm with hurricane-force winds knocked out power for 500,000 people in Iowa. Todd Pritchard with ITC Midwest says linemen are working 16-hour days to restore electricity.
Our transmission system extended from west of Boone all the way to the Mississippi River, and that's 200 miles. So we talk about the magnitude of the storm, not only the severity of the storm, but the geographical area covered by the storm.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.